Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This is Shabbat special. Shavuot Fega Bas Mikal Dizvasya. Yibay Elohu B'chulin Davches Liba In Shabbat V'Kabod Mishum Shchin Nidon Mishum Mechva Nidon. The limb was raised for the Chacham. If one heated a Shabbat until it became white hot and struck a person with it, and after the wound healed, a leprous mark developed, is that mark judged as a leprous boil, or is it judged as a leprous burn? What's the nafka mina l'chidisanya? Shechino mechve mitamin b'shavua echad b'shnei simanim b'se'alav and pisim alach lekan akasav amashem etzdarfim zeh im zeh. In other words, the Brisa says that tzaras, whether it's a shechin or whether it's a mechve or mitamin, in 1 week. In other words, if there's no simani tuma, the kohen puts him away for 1 week and it's called tamim b'zgar, and then it becomes a tamim b'chlat with two simanim, either if the nega has two saras levanos or if the nega spread, and since their dinim are the same, so then why did the Torah split them up? They say that they're not mitzdarif. They don't create a shir together. And the Brisa continues. What does it boil and what does it burn? If one was struck with wood, with a stone, with pumice, with the hot springs of Tveria, with any item that was not heated by fire, including lead that was mined from its source in the ground, which occasionally had enough to burn a person, this impression left in the skin is a boil. And what's a burn? One was burned with a coal, with hot ashes, with burning boiling limestone, with boiling gypsum, ran out and heated by fire, been warded here by fire, that is called a burn. Okay. So Ad Kan Divrei Kacho Shel Hagemore. Continues the Gemara. Matanya. Shechin u'michva, im shechin kodem michva, batal michva, is a shechin, vim michva kodem is a shechin, batal shechin is a michva. If there's a boil and a burn in the same place in the skin and a leprous mark developed, the latter wound determines the nature of the leprosy. If the boil preceded the burn, and the burn nullifies the boil, and the mark is a leprous burn, and if the burn preceded the boil nullifies the burn, and the mark is a leprous boil. So whatever comes second the shechin kodem la-michva, the michva is mevatel the shechin. If the michva preceded the shechin, then the shechin is mevatel the michva. Here, where the dilemma was raised, where the mark that develops from being struck with a hot skewer is a boil or a burn, what's it talking about? It's talking about a case where initially there was a boil half the size of a split bean on the person's skin. And one heated a skewer until it became white hot and struck him with it, and another half mark, half the size of a split bean, emerged on the skin there. So what do we say? What's the halacha? Chavata kadim vasi avim batle lechavata bavle shchinu mechavlo mitzarif no dim mehevle kadim vasi vadle lehavle shchinu shchinu mitzarif. Does the effect of the blow come first? Then the effect of the heat comes and nullifies the effect of the blow. And it is a half measure boil and a half measure burn. And they don't join together, constitute a full measure. Or maybe the effect of the heat comes first. And then the effect of the blow comes and nullifies the effect of the heat. And it is a half measure boil and half measure boil, and they join together. So we say that the chavata came first, and then the heat. And the heat is mevatel the chavata. And if the heat is mevatel the chavata, and since we're dealing with a case where you already had a chatzigris, Shchin, And then he heated a skewer until it became white hot and struck him with it. Another mark half the size of a split bean emerged. So if we say that the hevel is mevatel l'chavata, avalei shechinu michva v'lo mitzdarfen, or maybe no. The hevel is first. Maybe the hevel is first. And then the chavata is mevatel the hevel. The blow nullifies the burn. And then it's a shechin. And the shechin and the shechin is mitzdarif. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Rashi writes, the Ramas will beat the lacha when it's a rishon, and I'm feeling in seiruf, shemoy chatzik rishchin v'laka b'or, v'osa chatzik ris v'nepach, v'osa chatzik ris v'nasa michve, v'chaz v'laka lacha z'man eitzel michve, v'zush lo yedei, or v'nol v'o chatzik rishchin acher, v'nas shem ha'im tzar from rishon, v'tor v'hash da'an ilay bitul, shilo bitul chatzik ris ha'rishon, ha'izem v'tzarif nima. So Rashi says, the nafka mina is, as far as seraph is concerned, that if there was a chatzik ris shchin, and laka b'or also chatzik ris, so that chatzik ris becomes a michveh. And then if afterwards, next to this michveh, he gets hit another time. Shloi de orvinolabo chatzik ris shchin acher. And now another chatzik ris shchin comes along. So again, there was a chatzik ris shchin. The or came. And that chatzik ris and turned it into a michva. And then afterwards, he got another michva shloi de or. And now a chatzik ris shchin acher was nolad. And it became shalom, it's not mitzvah for the rishon, it's tar. And now the bittul is effective. Because if not for the first bittul, it would have been mitzvah. Because what's the second half? A shchin. And what's the first half? It was mitzvah, it became a michva. Says the Maharsha, Achavad dehu tzuchufarish dehu gris shchin. Acher noled bo acher shabita la michvah chatzik ris harishon shel shchin. Lev bein me'akor chatzik ris shchin kodem shabita chatzik ris acher. Lo ben afgamin amidi bitulo v'acher kach kevan shenit makvar shebo gris shalom shel shchin avo bevay le li bein shpud. Afi haba bei ahul chatzik ris. Me'akor ii neymed chabot akadim ahevel avo acher av miyad mivatlai. Kodem shenasa chabot ashchin v'lo ayakan gris shalom shel shchin me'olem v'doik. So the Maharsha says here, you definitely have to explain that chatzik, other chatzik ris shchin was born, was created after the michva was mevatel the first chatzik ris of the shchin. Because if it was there originally, if that original chatzik ris shchin was there before the bittel of the second chatzik ris, we would call them shebitel. If originally it had a chatzik ris shchin, and then there was another chatzik ris of shchin, then it would be tameh, even if it was misbatel afterwards, since it was already a gris shalom of shchin. But in the question of libein shpud, even if there was a chatzik ris meikara, if we say that the chabata, that the blow comes first and it's shchin, then the hevel that comes afterwards is mevatelit before the chabata becomes shchin, and there's no complete gris. There was never a complete gris. In other words, the explanation is that we say in the Gemara, if the shchin precedes the michveh, and the mich was mevatel the shchin. It's not pshat that there was never shchin there at all. In other words, we say that there was never a chalos shem shchin at all. But rather, it's be'ikro chalos shem mich, but it's not true. We don't say that. Pshat is that the emes is a chalos shem shchin. And that chalos shem is not mizbatel. But just if a mikvah comes afterwards, mikanu lahava batel mimenu shem shchin. V'chol olav shem mikvah. Now it has a shem mikvah. It's not that it never had a shem shchin. It's now it has a shem mikvah. That's meduktok in Lashon Rashi. Nefa chatzi gris v'nasa mikvah. He doesn't say it's mizbatel, he says it's transformed to mikvah. As Rashi holds, that the whole ikur chalei shem mikvah is mikan o lahava. That's the Marsha says, that if meikar dar chatzi gris shchin, before the bittel of the chatzi gris mikvah, it would be no nafkamina bibitula afterwards. In other words, if you have a chatzi gris of shchin and then another chatzi gris of shchin, there's a bittul on the first chatzi gris, not going to help you because it was already nitma. But if you say that if a mikvah comes afterwards, it's like there was never there a shchin at all. There's a nafkamina bebitul acharkach. Because even if it was nitva v'huzgar, the whole din of the hezgar v'tumas ha'pakup is that goes away. But it's not true. Because the whole ikar din bitula mechaloi shem shchin shabai rak mikan alahabas. The yisod is that when we're talking about the bitul of a shchin being a shchin, becoming a mikvah, it's mikan alahabah, but not that it was never a shchin. Therefore, if another shchin appears, it's mitzdarif. And even if afterwards the mikvah comes and is mevatel half the gris, it doesn't matter. That's all in this case. However, in the question of Liban Shvud, it was never a Gris Shalim of Shchin. But you can't say there was a Chaloshim Shchin, it was Mizbatel. Because then it was already Nitma. So what do we care if it was Mizbatel? So in other words, in the case of the, when somebody got a blow, what are we talking about over here? Somebody gets a blow from a skewer. We want to know, is it considered a shchin or a mikvah? Now, we're talking about whether it was already a chatzi gris of shchin, and he hit the person with it, and then another chatzi gris came out. So if we say that the chavata came first, and then the hevel is mevatel of the chavata, so the hevel is mevatel the chavata, that makes it a mikvah. And a mikvah is not mitzarif to the shchin. Now it's important to note here, it's critical, that we say that even though there was a shchin there, but originally it doesn't matter. When he gives it the makkah, it's mevatel, it's as if it never had a shem shchin. And as if it was mikvah all along, and therefore there's no tzeivah. So if it was originally considered shchin and then it turned to a mikvah, it is mitzarif. Or maybe no, maybe the hevel comes first. Originally it's a mikvah, and then the shchin is mevatel, and then it is mitzarif to the shchin. So normally one can be mevatel the other, shchin and mikvah, and the first one is still considered as if it was there. Just the second one is mevatel mikano lahava. But in the case where he gets the makkah, we consider that the first thing that was there, whether it's the shchin or the mikveh, was never there in the first place. That's all the Maharsha's, he learns Rashi. However, it would seem that Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't learn like that. Misanya. Says Rabbeinu Gershom. Im shchin kaidem l'michva kolaymar shim haya shchin alav v'yamuzgar beiz yam mugimu v'achach ba'al ha-shchin michva b'itel ha-michva es ha-shchin v'maschu yamei hezgera v'achach echidah mikon tahor echatzi gris. So we learn a brisa if the shchin precedes the michva. In other words, if the shchin was on him, he was muskar 2 or 3 days. And then afterwards, when the shchin came a michva, the michva is a vat of the shchin, and he starts yamei hezgera. Vachi echidami, going to have a chatzibis, was already a chatzibis of shchin, and then he got a maka. Klomer. Mai, chavata kodim klomer a maka vahinu shchin. Vasi hevla klomer a libun vahinu michva. So if what came first? Do we say that the chavata came first? That's the maka, that's the shchin. And then the hevel, in other words, the libun, the michva, the burning, is mevato, the chavata, the hitting. Kamodoloy Hashem klau achshav havalei shchin o michva v'lo mitzar. So it's as if it was never there. It's as if the shchin was never there, and it's only a michva, and it's not mitzar for Dilma. Hevla kodim. Umay chavasi chavata mevat lehevla. Maybe the chavata came first. The hevla came first, and the chavata is vat lehevla. And then the chavata and the shchin, the chavata is shchin. The Chavat and Shechinah mitzarev. So you see the Rabbeinu Gershom holds that that we say in the Gemara, Mishchin kodem l'michva, batal ha-michva, bital ha-michva is ha-shchin. If the shchin precedes the michva, the michva is mevatel, the shchin, because the michva came second, the pshat is as if it was never shchin at all. And memela, you assume that it was originally a michva. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom writes. Shimahaya Shchin Allah Vaya Muzgar Bezo Gimel Yamim. Vakach Baal Shchin Michva Bitel Amichva Shchin. Umaschi Yamei Hezger, in other words, the whole din Hezger that he had because of the Chaloshim Shchin is Pako Bata Lagamri. So he had a Shchin. And then on the Shchin came a Michva. So why doesn't he do the full 7 days? The answer is because it's mevatel the shchin legamrei. And now it's a michva. And even though normally we say that if you're a maskir someone for one nega and then another nega is born, you ain't iskak and lo mikayim 3:1. Shaini hacha, that the first nega was mizvatel paka legamrei meikara. It was like it was never there. When Meladin Hezger or Nifsek Venifta, the din of Hezger or Bato is cancelled, because in this case we gave it the Maka. It's like where a Michva developed after a Shchin, it's like it was never a Shchin in the first place. And that's where Rabbeinu Gershom writes with regard to the question of the Gemara, Kolomer, my Chabata Kodim, Kolomer, Amaka, Vahainu Shchin, Vasi Hevla, Kolomer, Alibun, Vahainu Michva, Mavatla, the Chabata Kmodulay Hashem Klal. Rabbeinu Gershom holds that the MS. Hayidei ha-chavata, chob az ha-shem shchin. As he writes, Mai chavata kodim klomer ha-maka v'ayim shchin. And then the hevel even comes and is mevatel ha-chavata. So it has ha-shem shchin. But it's not tamei because the hevel is mevatel ha-chavata. And this bitul is not mikano la-hava. It's mevatel ha-meikara v'kilu lo ha-shem klal. So you have ha-shchin. It has a shame shchin. Nevertheless, it's not tameh, because the hevel is mevatel, the michma is mevatel. So it's not like the Maharsha writes in Rashi. The Mechmed Zvatel is like there was never a Shechin. It's not like the Maharsha writes in Rashi that the Hevel that comes after the Chavata is Mevatel it before the Chavata becomes a Shechin. It's only Shittas Rashi. Rashi was the Ikur Abitl, is only Mikana Lahavel. So we say that the Emes, there was a Chalei Shem Shechin, just the Hevel was Mevatel it, so then it was already Tameh. That's why the Maharsha says Shittas Rashi, that before it becomes a Chavata, the Chavata becomes Shechin, the Hevel is already Mevatel it. So again, according to Rashi, as the Maharsha learns, once it has a Shem Shechin, and you're Mevatel the Shem Shechin, so they only Mevatel the Mikanu Lahaba. Not Meikara. So in the case where he hits it, where he gives it a Makkah, so we say he never had a Shem Shechin. Where he gives it a Makkah, Abba Babaya de Libun Heshpud, he named it Chabata Kadim Ahevel Vahachrav Miyad Mevatla. If you say that the Chabata precedes the Hevel, if you say that the blow precedes the heat, and the heat is Mevatalit, before the Chabata becomes a Shechin, never has a Shem Shechin. And therefore there was never a Gris Shalom of Shechin. So we're dealing with it, there's already a half a Gris of Shechin, and now you have another half. Now you have another half. But what happened to this half is that it started out that there was a blow, and then it turned into, and then the Hevel, the heat was Mevatel, the blow. So what does that mean? It means that it never had a Shem Shechin. If it had a Shem Shechin, it would be too late. Because Rashi holds that if it does have a Shem Shechin, and then Mechveh comes, it's only Mevatel Mikano Lahava. So therefore, in our case, we already have a chatzi gris of Shechin, and then there's a Chavata. And then the Hevel is Mevatel that Chavata, we say that there was never a Shechin in the first place, because if there was Shechin in the first place, and then came along the Mechva, the Hevel, the heat, and it was Mevatel, it's too late. It already became Tameh. So if we say, never had a Shem Shechin b'chlal. Because the Shita Rashi is that if you have a whole shear of Shechin, and then it becomes a Mechveh, you have a Chatzi Gris Shechin. And then, Laka B'or Ba'osei, in other words, when it says in the Gemara, "V'sayin yishchin u'michveh, yishchin kodem u'michveh, batal u'michveh z'ashchin, y'michveh kodem is l'shchin, batal shchin is ha'michveh," there, if there's a boil and a burn in the same place on the skin and a leprous mark developed, the latter wound determines the nature of leprosy. If the boil preceded the burn nullifies the boil, and the mark is a leprous burn. If the burn preceded the boil nullifies the burn, and is marked as a leprous boil. So the point is that what you had first was there, and then it's Mizbatel Mikanu Lahabo. And then it's Mizbatel Mikanu Lahabo. That's in the case where it was actually there in the first place. But here we're talking about where you got a blow. According to Rashi, as the Maharsha explains him, it was never there in the first place. In other words, if you have a chatzi gris of Shechin, and then you get a blow, so if you say that the heat is Mevatel, the blow, then we say that it had never had a chalos shchin in the first place. It never had the chalos of the blow in the first place, and it was only heat. It was only a mikvah. And therefore there's going to be no tzeruv. Because if it had a shem shchin, and we say the mikvah was only mivatel mikana lahava, then it would be mitzarif, it would be too late. So it must be that it never gets a shem shchin. When you're talking about a blow, it never gets a shem shchin. That's all Shitas Rashi. But Shitas Rabbeinu Gershom is not like that. According to Shitas Rabbeinu Gershom, that we say in the Gemara, Mishchim Kodem Licha Batal Mikvah Shchin, the Pshat is that there was never a Shchin there at all. And that's why he says that if there was Shchin, and it was Musko 2 or 3 days, and then on the Shchin comes a Mikvah, the Mikvah is Vivat of the Shchin, and then he starts in Hezgerah. That was the whole Din Hezger that we had, because the whole Shem Shchin is Pakol Batal Gamre. It just goes away. Because as if there was no Shchin there at all. And therefore the whole thing just stops. Normally we say that if you put him away for one Nega, you don't look at another Nega, but that's if it's another Nega. But here it's the first one was Mizbatal. The first one was Mizbatal. It's like it wasn't there at all. And then maybe you look at the second Nega and you start counting again. And that's where Rabbeinu Gershom explained that the emes idea chavata has a shem shchin. My chavata kodim kolomar makak b'hainu ashchin ba'asi yavle kolomar alibun b'hainu mechva mevat leil chavata kimod lo ayashem kimod lo ayashem klau. Rabbeinu Gershom learns that be'emes ha'idei ha'chavato chob is a shem shchin, but it's not nitma. Because when the hevel comes, and it's mevatel v'chavato, this bittel is not mikano lahava. It's mevatel me'ikara. It's not like the Marasha writes lo b'shitas Rashi, that the hevel that comes after the chavato is mevatel it, and it never has a shem shchin. That's only shitas Rashi. That the ikar bittel is mikano lahava. So since the ikar bittel is mikano lahava, you have to say that in the case where he gave a chavata, that it never had a shem shchin in the first place. Because if it had a shem shchin, then it would be mitzdarif to the first chatzigris. So it must be he never got a shem shchin. But according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not a problem. Could have a shem shchin, and then when the mikvah comes along, it was mevatel the shem shchin. Just like when it actually had a shem shchin, without the chavata case, when it actually had a shem shchin, and then the mikvah came along, so it had a shem shchin, but the mikvah made it like it never had a shem shchin. It was mevatel meikaro. Even though it had a shem shchin, it was mevatel meikaro. So too, when you give the makkah, it had a shem shchin, and then the hevel came and it was mevatel the shem shchin. And it was as if it was never there. Hashem came to Shittas Rashi, where the Bittul is only Mikanu Lahava. We don't say that it's Meikar, we say the Bittul is Mikanu Lahava. So what would that mean? That would mean that if you have a shchin, and then it turned into a mikvah. We say that originally it was a shchin, and now it's mizbatel mikano lahava. We don't say that there was never a shchin there. It was there. And therefore, that would mean if he's muzgar 2 or 3 days. And then with a shchin, and then on the shchin comes a mikveh, the mikveh is not going to be, he's not going to start Yemei Hezgera. Because it had a shem shchin. You have to wait for the end of the shchin days to pass. We don't say that it was never there. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, no. If after the shchin comes a mikvah 2 or 3 days, after the Shin Kazim Michba 2 or 3 days later, so the Shem Shchin is Parka Lagamri. And it's not because Rabbeinu Tom holds it, Rabbeinu Gershom holds it, it's Mizbatel Meikara. Even though it originally had a Shem Shchin, so too with a Makkah. He gives it a Makkah, and it had a Shem Shchin with the Makkah, and then it turned into a Mikvah. As we say, the Mikvah make it as if there was never a Shchin in the first place, even though it had a Shem Shchin. But once the Mikvah comes into Mizbatel, it makes it as if it never had a Shem Shchin in the first place. Memele, it's not mitzarev to the first half shchin. We're talking about a makkah, but according to Rashi, you have to say that it never had a shem shchin, because if it had a shem shchin in the first place, then the bittul is only going to be mekana lahava. Therefore, when you give the makkah, you want to say that it's not mitzarev to the chatzi mikveh, it's not mitzarev to the chatzi shchin. So you have to say that never the chatzi mikveh, which is originally shchin, never had a shem shchin. And that's why it's not mitzarev. So this is very deep, and if anybody wants some more of an explanation, you can feel free to contact me, and hopefully I'll be able to provide that service. So thank you so much for listening. And we should be zochah l'mod olam v'shmulas l'kaimes kol v'esam toras v'yahava. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.